time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Delmarte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Saturday, June 2nd's Times Standard had a couple of articles that hit home with me. One was the My Word article by Betty Fulton concerning property rights on Neyland. I worked for 45 years at a grocery store where many of the ranch families from the Neyland, Iaquay, Mountain View, Showers Pass, and Maple Creek areas were customers. Over the years, I became good friends with many of them. I hunted, cut wood, helped out with marking cattle, building fences, and otherwise socializing with the Shaws, the Russos, the Fredricksons, Fultons, Edsels, Gifts, and the Mullins, and the Stapps, and others. Over lunches and while working alongside Snooks and Eleanor Edsel, I heard many stories of trespassers, poachers, people tearing down fences and leaving gates open, even killing their cattle. If they were lucky enough to catch the offenders, as Betty Fulton said, we thought it was public property. What about all those private property and no trespassing signs on every other tree and fence post? My friends confronted one bunch who were looking for a computer-generated treasure hunt, smoking cigarettes in the dry grass. A couple of days later, the computer game said, watch out for the grumpy lady on Neyland. As Betty Fulton said, almost all of Neyland is private property, so keep that in mind if you go up there. The other article in that day's paper that caught my attention was the one about the lady from Fortuna filing a lawsuit in federal court in San Francisco, claiming that the county supervisor's regulation concerning when the occupiers can be at the facility was interfering with her free speech and she wanted her record expunged. The fact that she openly violated the rules didn't seem to occur to her. If she didn't want to be arrested, she shouldn't have done it. I hope the judge throws it out. Well, the election has passed, and I'm rather disappointed with the low turnout. As one commentator said, 30 to 35% of the voting populace is controlling who we put in office. If those are the smart ones, like you and me, I suppose that's okay, but scary just the same. I'm not in Rex Bone's district, but in a letter to the Times Standard, some guy made some comments about Rex that were not only without basis, but were uncalled for to boot. As a whole, though, the campaigns were pretty clean, and that's good. The Golden Gate Bridge celebrated its 75th birthday, so to speak, last month. Some photos were shown on TV and in print showing the first procession across the bridge. One of the CHP officers leading the procession was our own Dave Zebo, who was married to my mom when he passed away. Dave had been around and had many stories, including flying with Chuck Yeager and some rather eerie experiences that I'll tell some other time. I get rather disgusted every time I hear Governor Brown get up and threaten us with cutting funds to home health care, for one, because it's easy to cut, or school funds because we need every penny and more for our schools, as he holds us hostage to his tax increase proposals. As I've said before, I don't mind paying my fair share as long as the money goes to help those who need it the most, but I hate being threatened. Last, I'll say goodbye to my friend Don Menke, who passed away last Sunday. He was a neat guy. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.